Enemy target identified. Locking on in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to lock on to your favorite college and NFL prospects, powered by the brand that you come to know and trust, Destination Devi. Welcome to the Elite Seekers Fantasy Football Podcast. Now introducing our host, the creator of the Elite Seekers Podcast. He goes by the name of Ben Eby. You can find him on all social media platforms at the Ben Eby. Get ready to take flight. We locked on, ladies and gentlemen. Smash that subscribe button. Let's get them trophies brought back to the hotel. Here we go.
Elite Seekers, what's going on? We are here for episode 30, and I am super, super, super excited for this one, because we're going to give you something a little bit different than you're used to. I normally am running solo, but you know what? That gets boring from time to time. So I gotta throw something at you guys and keep you guessing. So today I am introducing for the first time our head of analytics for Destination Devi and Elite Seekers, my guy, Jordan Backus. What's going on, Jordan? How are you doing, man?
Feeling great. Happy to be here. Part of the Destination Devi crew. So this is my coming out party here.
This is it, man. I mean, I feel like you're in the shadows. Like, people don't even know. I feel like we don't get to appreciate what JB brings to the table. So I'm super hyped for this one, because now the world's going to know. They're going to know what it's all about. And when me and you first started talking about getting you on this show from an analytics standpoint, right? It was cool. It was like, okay, we got a plan and here's what we're going to do. And then you had to throw a loop at me and say, oh, by the way, I got a guy we got to talk about. So I'm pretty pumped. We're not going to get into who that is yet, because we got to figure out who JB is. So JB, man, we hit it off when we first started talking. I think both of us are just in love with sports across the board. So that's a ton of fun. I think the other night when I was first talking to you, it was you rocking a Denver Nuggets sweatshirt, just getting done with a softball game, and we're talking about football. And that's kind of encompassing of what it means to be an elite seeker and what it means to be a sports lover. So is that the case? Is it all sports all the time?
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends what season it is. Grew up playing basketball, baseball. Actually worked for the Milwaukee Brewers for 5 years as a bat boy and in the clubhouse. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, basketball, baseball, and now I'm really into football. So love all sports. Love talking about it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. A family man too, right? Fellow dad over here.
Yeah, my daughter just turned 1 in May. So it's going well. A couple of sleepless nights here and there, but it's pretty awesome being a dad. So I know you say the same thing.
Big time, man. There's nothing better than the dad life out there. And that's what's fun, man. I love it. So anytime we can squeeze some sports in there and you know, in between when the kids are taking a nap or a quick sleep or whatever, it works out. So you get the best of both worlds, being a family man and a sports guy. So I love it, man. I'm thrilled to have you on. And I just want all the viewers, you know, to really understand, man, what JB brings to the table is special, because he cares about sports. And the stuff that I've seen coming from him when we're looking at charts and trying out different things to try to predict, you know, future outcomes and understand data that's in front of us is special. So that's why I knew that I had to get JB on board to help elevate Elite Seekers and really just take care of everybody out there listening, because that's what it's about. We want to give you all the information and allow you to make the best choices, whether you're just a college football fan or you're somebody that's trying to build a dynasty or Devi roster, or you just want to know who is up and coming at which school. So it's a blast. And I think this is going to be such a hit. Please let us know in the reviews what you think. Reach out. You got to hit up JB. JB, what's your Twitter handle, man?
It is at Jordan Backus 33.
Perfect. And Backus is spelled B-A-C-K-E-S. So make sure you go and give my man JB a follow. You will not regret it. I love seeing how active he has been, really just becoming as far as Twitter goes, because we know what he's about in the Discord with Destination Devi, with the squad. And that's how it all started for you, right, man? You just kind of, you got in there.
Yeah, I mean, I was part of the Heisman tier when it all started, and got to know Ray a little bit and a couple of things here, a couple of things there. And he brought me on the team. Ever since then, I've pretty much been doing things, like you said, behind the scenes. I'm not the most active person on Twitter, but I do pretty decent work for the Discord, all that, the crew over there. So a lot of my stuff's posted over there.
Love it, man. So if you guys are not rocking with that, you got to check us out, reach out, find out what's going on, because there's always some fun stuff behind the scenes. We just have a blast with that. But today is a special episode. We're only going to talk about one prospect, one recruit. But when JB brought this to my attention, when he brought this name to me, I was like, okay, all right, JB, like, I know you're into analytics, but there's no way that you're going to just come up with a name that I haven't heard of, because I'm checking out like freshmen and sophomores in high school, and you're going to tell me about a guy that happens to work out at the same facility as you, and he's going to be elite secret material. But damn, was I wrong. Like, I mean, it is incredible. We are going to get right into that right now. First up, and the only prospect we are going to talk about today, is 6'2", 215-pound Braylon Allen. And if you look him up, you might think we're just going to be talking about a linebacker here, but I'm telling you, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. This guy... When I see his picture, I'm just losing it. Like, I feel like I'm looking at an NFL pro that's 25 years old already, but you're looking at a kid who literally turned 17 years old in January of this year. Yeah, January of 2021, he turned 17. This kid, he can't even go like watch all the movies yet by himself. Like, this guy, man, it's unreal. He comes out of Wisconsin, and oh man, what a beast. 24/7 Sports has him marked at a 91.59 composite score, and he was rated as the 25th linebacker for them. But we now know that he is not even going to start out on defense. He's already on campus in Wisconsin. He is going to be a running back, and wow, the film speaks for itself. Tell me a little bit about this diamond in the rough, JB, please, because man, you got some insider info, and that is what made me so excited for this guy that is signed and already attending Wisconsin, and chose Wisconsin over many other schools, including Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame. Like, schools wanted him across the board, but now we're talking about a linebacker that's starting as a running back. So what's the deal? How did you find this guy? Like, where's the connection, JB?
I mean, like you said, we work out at the same training facility here in Franklin here. But yeah, I got to know some of the managers, staff over at the gym, and they said, hey, you got to check this guy out. He's only a junior, but he's reclassifying, going to Wisconsin next year. They have him recruited, like you said, as a linebacker, but he's a secret weapon on offense. So his freshman year, he only had 3 touches on offense, but 55 yards. So 18.3 yards a carry there. You can already see the explosiveness there. Sophomore year, gave him the ball a little more, 76 carries for 621 yards and 6 touchdowns. So kind of came onto the scene there, showed what he can do. But his junior and final season, 71 carries for 1,047 yards and 21 touchdowns. All of that capped off by his final game against their rival, Kimberly. He had 12 carries for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns. Not a bad way to go out.
And this is a guy where you watch his tape and he's going to truck you and then spin on the next guy and then cut back on the next guy and just take off. And we looked, his 40 time that's marked right now, like, this is what's keeping him under the radar. He has a 40 time listed at 5.1 seconds. And that was back in January of 2020. So we know that there's been a lot of development. Again, the kid was 16, had just turned 16 when he ran that. And he is a workout warrior. What's the name of the performance center that you work out at?
Bridgewater Performance. It's a pretty new gym here, but up and coming. Actually, the head trainer there worked with Tyler Hero when he was in high school. So a little bit of a basketball connection there.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, that's going to be big. And I think we both agree that there's no way that he's still running a 5.1 second. There's no way. I think through some of the information, what were some of the guesses that were out there for this now 17-year-old beast?
Yeah, and you had mentioned they have him listed at 6'2", 215. However, the Fond du Lac website, Fond du Lac being his high school, they have him listed at 6'2", 240. So he's put on 25 pounds since that measurement by 24/7.
Yeah.
However, like you said, they have him listed at or recorded at 5'1 for the 40. However, some of the guys over there are saying he's probably more in the 4'7, 4'8 range now.
Yep. Yep. And that's a huge jump, right? And we're talking about a guy that still has plenty of room to develop, just a workout warrior. And when you see him, I think like I was so impressed with his vision and his ability to just hit the hole the right way, especially when you see how slow that time looks on paper, because it didn't feel like we were watching a plotter out there. Like, no way. Like, it was a special talent. You know, his vertical even was listed at 30 inches at that combine as well. We've seen brand new video of him standing flat footed at the basketball rim at 6'2", jumping up and being able to dunk it. So I'm gonna tell you right now, like, any of these measurements out there, like, don't worry about them. It is a non-factor. He looks absolutely yoked and ripped up and ready to go. Now, I haven't seen too many 240-pound linebackers 240-pound running backs be able to go out there and absolutely be consistent as far as making guys miss and having a good yards per carry. But I think, you know, we both talked about this off the air a little bit, JB. He's the type that he's going to fit into whatever body he needs to. He's going to find a way. I think there's going to be no issues once he gets on that Division I nutrition plan and works with the strength coaches there, especially coming in. You know, he was a guy that was looking at being a big time linebacker, right? So 235, 240 makes a lot more sense there. Now, if he, you know, really starts to develop as a running back, I think we both could probably see him more in that 225, like ultra cut, you know, size where he's just, there's not an ounce of fat on this guy, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he has a big frame, like we said, at 6'2", but trimming a little bit of weight to get more speed is definitely going to be something he could look into in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love the opportunity across the board there. And man, this guy is special. And we're not talking about a guy that's just going there to sit at running back, right? And be a backup. We're looking at a guy, like, there's a reason that Wisconsin is looking at moving him to running back across the board. And that's because he has a chance to get touches right out of the gate. So competition wise, what are we looking at right now with Wisconsin? We got Berger there, right?
Yep. Jalen Berger is presumably the starter. However, Chez Malusi is coming in from Clemson as a transfer. Mm-hmm. So those are really the only two running backs that I see are ahead of him right now. But like you said, if they're changing him over to running back, there's a purpose for that. I think he's going to be getting some touches right away.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. And we know what Wisconsin is capable of doing from that running back position. We got guys like Melvin Gordon, Jonathan Taylor. It has been a program that has been able to create big time running backs at the next level. And whatever you think about Melvin Gordon now, man, I bet you anything, if you're a Javonte Williams fan, Melvin Gordon is still going to eat into that workload. It ain't Javonte's job alone to run away with. Melvin Gordon is a pro's pro, and he's going to go out there and he's going to gather some attention and make sure he gets his carries. So you love seeing this coming out of the Wisconsin program. I think it's such an intriguing story to hear about a guy that was so much focus on defense. And now we're like, okay, you did some special stuff in your fake senior year. And I'm calling it fake senior year because got to reiterate that again. You said this guy did 2 years of school in 1 year so he could graduate early. Like, that just gives you such a glimpse into what type of work ethic he has. Not only like forget the gym. We know he's a workout warrior, but this guy has that same mentality for everything he does. And he did it with his schoolwork to be able to get on campus early. And you look at the kid and he doesn't look like a kid. He looks like a grown ass man out there. And I know I wouldn't want to be a linebacker matching up against another linebacker, you know, looking right at me from the offensive side of the ball, because that's exactly what it looks like. He looks like a big time fullback. And the only, you know, running back that I'm going way back that I can think of that's just this type of frame. And he ended up being a Pro Bowl fullback. And this, he went to my high school. That's Mike Sellers, man. But Mike Sellers was that giant athlete that played running back. He had like no looks from that standpoint. He went to Walla Walla Community College, had to earn his way through the CFL. Then he became a Pro Bowl fullback for the Washington football team. So shout out to Mike Sellers, now a running back coach at IMG Academy. So he's still doing his thing. It's fun to watch, but that's kind of what I thought of when I saw this kid, because this is someone that just has a huge frame and is ultimately a work in progress, a blank canvas. He's willing to do whatever the coaches are going to ask of him. So that's special. He demonstrated that in high school. Now he's demonstrating that for Wisconsin. And hey, man, you might have found a true elite seeking diamond in the rough, JB, in episode one for you. So that's got to feel pretty good, man.
Yeah. And when we talked offline, you had mentioned how like elite seekers came to your mind and shooting for the sky with every type of prospect you can think of. Mm-hmm. And this guy was stuck in my head ever since. I mean, like we said, I've seen him personally working out, but he's a diamond in the rough.
Absolutely, man. And I appreciate you bringing him to my attention, because that's what it's about. I'm trying to get information however I can to be able to put it out there to the Elite Seeker fam. And you guys are what keep us rolling. So, you know, getting JB in here and adding another mind that cares so much about this, I cannot wait until you guys really get a chance to check out his analytical side and things that we're going to test until we really come up with, you know, ways that we feel confident in predicting the future to the best of our ability with the information we have, because we know sports is a beautiful thing because it's also so unpredictable. So that's what it's all about. So we're going to continue to improve and find new ways to help y'all out. But I'm telling you, if you don't get Braylon Allen on your radar, hey, you're doing it wrong. You got to go for it. And we're not saying it's Braylon is a shoe-in Pro Bowl running back. We don't know that yet. But I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of tools that we have to be, you know, really looking at and understanding and following along with his journey, because that's what's exciting about elite seekers, especially when we're talking about 17-year-olds. Imagine this guy at 21, 22 years old. It's going to be crazy, man. Maybe even 20. We might be talking about this guy as a 20-year-old coming out for the NFL. So that's just crazy. But the frame is there. The tools are there. The footwork is special for that size. I think he probably will have to cut down if he does fully stick with running back. You're probably going to see him cut down a little bit of weight there. But it really depends. Wisconsin knows what they're doing. So from that running back room, I'm pumped for it. And Jalen Berger, man, you might be splitting a little more time than you thought, buddy. So this could be an interesting one for sure. So, you know, this is that time of the show. I want to get into where we go with a quote of the show. So this is going to be a fun one. And here is what we got. Working hard for something we don't care about is called stressed. Working hard for something we love is called passion. That's from Simon Sinek. And man, I'm telling you, you got to go after it. You got to be passionate. We talked about passion early in the show. JB's passionate about sports. I'm passionate about sports. We are both passionate about our families. So, hey, get out there. Do what you love. Find a way to get there. If you're not doing what you love right now, that's okay. Find some time, even if it's 5 minutes a week, and then you bump it up each week, 10 minutes a week, 30 minutes a week, an hour. Hey, I'm telling you, you will head down the right direction and you will really feel good about that. So get after it, people. I appreciate you guys so much. JB, man, I got to get you on here at least once a month, and I'm going to commit to that. So we got some fun things coming for the Elite Seekers fam. So Hey, any lasting words for us before we take off here?
No, just going off that quote of the day. I mean, numbers and sports have always been my passion, and now I can finally give back to the community, give back to you, give back to Ray.
Love it, man. And that's what we're looking to find out here. So Elite Seekers, y'all know what it is. You know, you got it from JB. He's seen the man work out. And hey, I'm pumped for this one. I'm pumped for what you are going to bring to the future. But thank you guys so much for rocking with us. We really, really appreciate it. This was episode 30, and that's all we got. Elite Seekers out.